At the National Ag Day activities in Washington, D.C., I am visiting with the movie stars of the Great American Wheat Harvest. I'm going to let you all introduce yourselves, and we'll talk just briefly about the experience you've had and what we're about to see here. So I'm going to start with you, Tracy.
My name's Tracy Zarian. I'm from Manly, Nebraska.
And next,
Dan Meisner from Elk City, Oklahoma.
Jim Dibert from Colby, Kansas.
Lee Peterson from Hodgeville, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Eric Walgamuth from Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania.
Wonderful. So we're about to see a premiere, I guess, of the movie that documents you all doing the harvest, I guess, start to finish. And the effort is to help people understand how that bread gets on their table, I think. So, again, we'll just kind of go down the line. Just a couple of anecdotes or comments about the experience of having been a part of this project.
Well, as far as experience of being a part of it, it's very easy. Conrad's been great to have around. Everything that you watch on the movie is non-scripted. He has caught everybody and everything just as we are in the field, in the trailer house, in the house, whatever. The emotions are all real.
I think going off what Tracy just said, Conrad was all about telling the story like it is. And he came out and he said, "You guys do your job. And I'll set up a camera and just don't worry about us." And it was a pleasure to work with them, and I'm excited about being able to tell one part of the story about agriculture.
Yep. And when he came, he asked easy questions because it was what we are so passionate about, and the questions that he asked were easy to answer, and he was just a gem to work with, and we've enjoyed every bit of it.
It's just it's been a great experience, and it's the opportunity to show forth what we do to anybody that doesn't know, and there's a lot of people that have no idea what we do and where we go and where their bread comes from.
I'm just real honored to be part of a quality a movie that shows with quality people showing real life as it is agriculture. Mm-hmm. And it's just an honor to be associated with it.
I'm going to make an assumption that you all have seen the movie at this point, and assuming that, and I see heads nodding. So what do you think, having seen the final product, so to speak, do you think from what, you know, besides just the documenting of farm life today, especially from the harvesting standpoint, that this is going to make an impact with especially the consumer out there that sees it and just sort of assumes that bread just magically shows up at the store?
Yeah, I hope the consumer can feel what we feel, because Conrad got this from our standpoint. We can feel it, and if the consumer can connect with that, it's going to be great. And I think he has. I guess we'll see.
Yep, it's the emotion. If they can feel the emotion that we feel in it, like Eric was saying, they'll get it.
And it shows the passion of those involved in agriculture, in getting this wheat from the fields to the fork.
I think the thing that amazes me is Conrad was able to capture that real life. You know, this is what we do every day, and so even though we're proud of what we do, this is what we do every day. And Conrad captured that. I don't know how else to explain it, except he captured what we live every day.
And there's a love for what we do that amongst the four of us here. I think all of us can say that we love what we do, and I think that's probably common ground with all of agriculture. And I believe that everybody that's involved in agriculture would do nothing but make things as wonderful as we could for the consumer, because that's what we want and that's what we love.
Well, I am looking forward to my first look here momentarily. Thank you all for just taking the time here at National Ag Day activities here in Washington, D.C. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.